The Parents Show on Mix 92.6. Sponsored by Raiden Solicitors. Award-winning specialist family lawyers. See raidensolicitors.co.uk.
Hello and welcome to The Parents Show on Mix 92.6. I am so excited. We have a very, very, very special guest tonight. It's all change on The Parents Show. We have a new presenter to join us and she's joining us live in the studio right now. Jen Coburn, how are you?
Hello, hello, hello. I'm excited too. This is it. Off we go.
Yeah, you've hit the big time now, Jen.
Big time. I'm giddy. I am actually very giddy about this, Lydia. Like, we've only, you know, just met recently, but I think the stars have aligned and, you know, I'm really excited to be here at Mix 92.6. So, yeah, thanks for having me on board.
It's an absolute pleasure. We're so delighted you've joined the Parents Show team. And now we think it's very important that our listeners get to know you, Jen. So, I'm going to quiz you for the next 20 minutes about all the various bits and pieces I think our listeners might want to know about you.
As long as it's not my PIN code, Lydia, I'm all yours.
Yeah, no asking for security information, I promise. Listen, tell us, you're a native, you're local.
I sure am, hearts born and bred.
That's brilliant.
The stag tattooed on my arm for Hertfordshire. Yeah, I'm a Harpenden girl. Although I grew up in Harpenden, went to the local schools, loved it, big fan of where I grew up, had a great childhood, then obviously left and did uni to the dizzy heights of Leeds and been living in London for years. And then when it came to having a family, there was only one place to come back to, the call of the stag. And I came back to Harpenden, where all my family and friends had also migrated back to. Seems to be a common thing in Harpenden. You go and you swear you're going to go and, you know, never return because you're going to go to the dizzy heights of Tokyo or somewhere. Guess what? That's where it's at. So it is. I'm loving it. Loving it.
That's fantastic. But it really does happen in Harpenden. Not so much St. Albans. In fact, I'm always kind of a bit excited when I bump into a real St. Albanian, not like us blow-ins.
Yeah.
You might have picked up from my accent that I didn't grow up here. but yeah, it really happens in Harpenden. People come back. People love it.
A lot. And there is kind of a bit of an OG sort of sense as you parade around, you know, I recognize you from Brownies. We've done gymnastics together. Oh, that was a great sixth form ball that we enjoyed. You know, you bump into them. And it can be at, you know, awkward moments. I've been in the pharmacy many a time when I didn't need my old maths teacher to know exactly what I was collecting. But it's very different to life in London where I was 3 years ago. But I'm loving the new community feel. And yeah, I'm here for it.
Brilliant stuff. And now to cement it all, you've joined community radio. So
this is it. I've gone nuclear on the old stuff. I'm really going for it.
And tell us about you being a mom. Who are you a mom to?
Who? What? How? I am a mum to a 3-year-old boy and I'm a solo mum by choice. So that means I decided to have my son by myself with the use of a sperm donor. And yeah, it's been the most incredible journey, obviously, of my life. I mean, yeah. So it's me and him, my little buddy, my teammate, and I wouldn't change it for the world, quite honestly. I love being a solo mum.
Fantastic. I really want to hear more about it. And it's so fantastic that it is what your heart desired. It's your dreams come true.
It was. It just got to the stage, Lydia, where I was like, I was 37 and, you know, life is funny. It doesn't sometimes go the way you think it's going to go. And the right times with the right people just wasn't happening. And I tell you what, internet dating was a nightmare.
So I was like, I cannot risk my dream of being a mum on flaky internet daters. And it took me, you know, a good few years to get to the point where I was serious. And I thought, no, I'm doing it. I did lots of research. I met other solo mums. You know, you think, how can I afford it? How can I do it? What's the practicalities of it? But with all of that comes the bigger, more important question of, I decided if I looked back at my life when I was 90 and I hadn't tried, then I'd be really mad at myself. I was going to try. And with that, I did try, and it happened for me. And like I say, it's just fantastic. And I tell you, there's perks to being solo. You know, everyone says, oh, it must be difficult. Well, I'm not sure. I mean, I can decide everything. We have our own rhythm. There's no discussion about it. And I am very careful. That's why I moved back to Harpenden, to have the network around me. But he has a tribe. This boy has not just got me. He has a huge tribe that I've been very mindful of creating for him. And with that, he's not lacking. He's actually got more. So we just have a wonderful little adventure. And I love talking to people about it, and would always be welcome to talk to anybody, you know, in the community who is interested in it, because, you know, sometimes you just got to talk to someone who's been through it to know if it's for them. So yeah, that's me. I'm a solo mum, but, you know, also a full-time worker, you know, and yeah, and now radio co-host.
That's it, indeed. Fantastic. Oh, Jen, it's a lovely, lovely story. And we're big fans on the Parents Show of getting to hear from other people who are going through the same experience, because it's so, I know it's a bit cliched, but it's so empowering, isn't it? And it's such a reassurance to hear from others who are kind of going through similar things.
When you can't imagine something yourself, or you're thinking about something, the best way is just to ask somebody who's doing it. And then you can start to understand a bit more about the realities of it, and that it's doable, whatever that is, not just solo parenting, anything, even if it's leaving a marriage or starting a new job or asking a community radio if you could join them as a co-host. You've got to just ask and chat. And that is what I love about this show, is that we're going to be talking to people and learning other people's stories. And there is, you know, no one story is more important than the other. We've all got stories. We're all interesting. And let's chat about it and let other people hear it. It's exciting.
Absolutely. And there's really, like, we're so lucky. We've had so many fantastic guests over the years, and you've got some spectacular ideas for guests for the next, I think you'll keep us going for the next few years too. You've got such a long list of topics. I'm really, really excited to present with you. You know, it's so important to get different perspectives, and that's why we're always inviting our listeners, and this is a perfect opportunity for me to say it, please write in to us. Contact us through Facebook, Instagram, Twitter. Tell us what you want us to be talking about, because if you don't, we're going to decide everything, aren't we?
And we can talk for England. I mean, literally, stop us in our tracks. Let us know what you want us to talk about, because we could be talking about our shopping list by the end of the week, you know, with them everything on.
Exactly. So what was it, a shock to the system having a baby boy? I have to say, I've got a boy first, then a girl. So I think having a boy first, this is just my personal opinion, is a bit of a shock to the system. I was shocked.
Yeah. I was so shocked when I found out I was having a boy. It took adjusting, because it was just me, I only know girl. So I was like, boy, what am I going to do here? I mean, I had ideas of, you know, ballet lessons and crafting, which was like, and turns out, no, I find myself at weekends going up and down the Thames Link line, because he is mad on trains. And we've worked out that a quick trip to Hendon and back
is a trip where I can have a coffee and he can go under bridges and we are both thrilled with life. So we pop and do that on a Sunday afternoon. And,
lovely.
You know, the saying is, isn't it, girls are a bit like cats, you know, and boys are like dogs. You just have to run them, feed them.
Exercise them.
And that seems to be coming true, you know. So, yeah, having a boy was a shock. But now, as everything, you know, in life, it always seems like that was how it was always supposed to be. Of course I was going to have a little man in my life. And yeah, so it
just makes sense.
Transport at the minute. I'm sat here right now with train tracks between my feet, and you know I've got a bridge to rebuild after this. I knocked over for the radio show, so you know
you're in trouble.
Right now.
But actually, you know what? My son was never that crazy about trains, but I see parents who are in the same boat as you. I don't know, in St. Albans, you know, you can stand on the bridge over the tracks and watch the trains coming and going, and I can see these long-suffering parents come hail, wind, rain, you name it, standing there watching the trains coming and going. It's very cute. It's very cute for me because I can just keep going, you know.
Exactly. What you don't know is the difference between steam trains, locomotives, the bullet train. I'm learning hard and fast right now. Not awesome. A special subject. But yeah, it's just great fun. I love having a little boy.
Brilliant. Brilliant. And how is the how's the Harpenden community when it comes to raising kids? Are you joining lots of groups? What kind of activities are on offer? Are you happy with the offering? Is there too much on offer?
Well, I mean, it's immense, the amount, I think, of clubs and groups and opportunities for parents. And, you know, it was a whole world. It's like you lift the blanket when you have a kid, you know, a whole world that I hadn't seen in Harpenden until I needed to see it. And then suddenly I can't move for, you know, seeing Rhyme and Time class, a baby sensory class, there's a gym, there's a park, there's a kickers, there's a rugby. So once you lift the lid on it, there is lots to do. I mean, it's expensive. That is a thing that can be daunting, I reckon, to lots of maybe local new parents. You have to sort of select something and go for it because it is going to cost you. So there are other options that are free. And one of the things that I'd like to do on this is, you know, hunt out a few more sort of less costly things that local parents could do, especially with spring and summer coming up. You know, like we've got beautiful parks and we're very lucky being by the countryside here in Hertfordshire. So, you know, Rothamsted, Hartswood, all that, you know, they're just wonderful areas to take your kids.
Or just the train station.
All there is the train station. You have to pay to cross the barrier, but once you're on the platform, you can stay as long as you like, you know, they're not kicking you out. So
she says, speaking from experience.
Yes, absolutely speaking from experience. So yeah, I think Harpenden is, you know, ripe for the picking in terms of great clubs. We've been doing lots of, you know, I've done sensory and music and play with Funny Bones, and oh, there's a farm one I'm interested in. You know, you really can find lots, but also it can get overwhelming. And the one problem is you can look over your shoulder a bit, you know, oh, what's the other mum's doing? Oh, they're going to that. Oh, that does sound good. And a sharp learning curve for me as a mum is you just have to learn to stay in your lane. Just keep going in the direction that you're going. And don't worry too much about what people are doing in their lanes. Trickier to say, you know, easier said than done. But that is what I'm working on myself at, just doing my thing with my boy.
Yeah, it's so easy to get sucked into the kind of perfectionism of parenting. And it's a real trap, isn't it? You know, because you know, nobody's ever going to get it all right. There's just no point in even trying, but you do your best and be kind to yourself and be kind to your kids and you'll get there.
Yeah. I mean, mother's guilt is a real thing. Turns out,
oh gosh,
read about it, you've heard the phrase, but actually it is a real thing. And again, you just got to keep reminding yourself exactly what you said, Lydia. You're doing your best. Just keep going. And as long as there's love and I think the child feels secure and happy, then I think you're all right.
Yeah, you're on the right track. And it's even, I think it's even more daunting for, like, my kids are in their teens now. And I think moms like you who are have toddlers or who just had babies, it is so overwhelming. The amount of information and people telling you what to do and the perfect way to change a nappy, swaddle a child, feed a baby, breastfeed, you name it. I don't know how I would have coped, because there's just everybody's telling you the perfect way to do everything. And it must just cause moms so much anxiety, really unnecessarily, because nobody needs to do it perfectly. We don't need to do it perfectly. We just do the best we can.
I know. I mean, even, you know, I'm staring down the barrel at the minute of potty training and all that. And everyone's like, No.
The judgment.
He actually, we discuss it. We read books. I say, should we try it? And he doesn't want to yet. And so we're fine. We're fine. And other kids were desperate to do it, you know, 6 months ago in his group. So just got to try not to judge yourself. And you know your kid and you know what you're able to do. So I say it, I might listen back to this, you know, and remind myself, that's what I said when I'm next week going, oh my God, should I be pumping in?
I know. But it's good to have a community who are reminding you the same thing. I think it gets a bit less comfortable when you're in a competitive community. Luckily, I've never experienced that, where everybody's trying to outdo each other, and that's nobody wins in those kind of parenting communities.
No, and I think weirdly, I think Harpenden gets a bit of stick for this. Harpenden has a reputation of being a bit snooty, of being a bit cutthroat, and, you know, looking over the neighbour's fence. And hand on heart, it's not what I've experienced. I have had nothing but supportive, you know, a supportive community around me and my son. I mean, yeah, I don't see it. So I think, sure, every area probably has a keeping up with the Joneses, but I think Harpenden gets bit of a bad rep for that. And
I might have heard that on the rumor mill too.
Unbelievable, Lydia. Are you spreading it? Is it you?
No, not guilty. No, I absolutely am not spreading it. But that's good. There's a thumbs up for Harpenden.
Not being
the sharp elbowed place it has the reputation for. So listen, have you had any kind of funny experiences being a parent? Any bits in the last 3-4 years during your pregnancy where you think, oh my God, what's happened to me? I know I have, and they keep happening, you know, like these steep learning curves of becoming a parent and then finding stuff out that, you know, every other parent knows except you. Have you had those kind of experiences?
Every day? I mean, how long is the radio show? Because it is never ending, is it? Everything is like a comedy, sometimes a tragic comedy. It is a bit like living with a drunk at the minute in my house with a toddler. Very happy, good time. And then you say something, you know, one word wrong, or you move the cup to the left a bit too much, and he's gone, and it's a tantrum, and it's killing. I'm like, oh, gone. But everything, I mean, I just remember at the beginning coming home from hospital, and after the first week, just paper everywhere with timings on. I didn't know maths.
Oh, like, fair dues to you.
Gee, like every 3 hours, change, you know, feed every 3 hours. Well, but then it took an hour to feed him, and then it took half an hour to burp him. And then by the time I put him down, it was time. I was already late to get him up for the feet. The maths didn't work. And I remember just speaking to someone and saying, who to write a letter to? this doesn't seem sustainable. There seems to be a fundamental issue with this parenting malarkey. And yeah. It was just, it's wild, that beginning bit. I remember I'd breastfed for the first few months. I found it very difficult. It wasn't an easy journey. The leaking boobs, the places I went with wet T-shirts, I mean, people saw me coming down the street and would cross a road because I looked like a T-shirt competition.
You definitely weren't the only one going through that. But I couldn't manage it with my son. I tried. I gave it my best shot, but breastfeeding just didn't work for us. But I, you're saying about the feeding every 3 hours. Yeah. I've got some spectacularly stupid stories to tell you. I set my clock. I set my alarm, and I would wake him and me up at 3 o'clock in the morning in the first few months to feed him, because I was told it had to be every 3 hours. So, of course, I had to do it every 3 hours in case he'd die of starvation in the space. So we talk about making a rod for your own back. Can you believe that?
Oh, no.
Waking,
I was doing the same.
Voluntarily.
I was waking him because we were told to wake. And let's be clear, my son was not a little sparrow. He was not going to starve. He was a unit. Yet, if it went 5 minutes over, I was like, well, that's it. That's it. I've starved him. That's it. It was still digesting his last feed. And then, a few months later, I was told, you're overfeeding him. I was like, so it swings around about.
Yeah.
But you're just clueless at the beginning, aren't you? Like, you don't know what they wear. You don't know what they eat. I remember my mum still dines out on the fact that I hit up the Harbden Network in terms of free gear for kids and stuff. It's amazing. If you are looking for, stuff for children, I still use it now, like Facebook Marketplace and the Harbden Network on Facebook and stuff, and the selling page. It's just the best place to pick up stuff and not break the bank.
And great for the environment.
Yeah. And let's be honest, there's good gear on there. It's like shopping, but cheaper. And I remember coming home, I was like 9 months pregnant. I said, Mum, I'm so pleased. Look, I've just managed to get off the marketplace. Absolute steal. I produced a bag of 15 pairs of shoes for newborns. Like proper.
Are you serious?
Yeah. She almost wet herself, and she dines out on it to this day. How did the shoes work out for you, Jen? Is he going for a walk today? As I bring home this wriggling little, dribbling newborn. Oh, what shoes is he going to wear today? Is he going to wear the hiking boots? Funnily enough, it's like, no, this is a community, helping announcement. Babies don't wear shoes.
Don't waste your money. I made the same mistake, and I made another mistake. I was laughed out of it by my NCT group. I thought babies wore baby grows. So my son basically spent the first 6 months, maybe even 8 months of his life in a baby grow, until one of my friends went, put some clothes on it. Baby grows are for bedtime. I was like, oh, really? I am so stupid. I was so sleep deprived and stupid that I was, oh dear, really bad.
A day is night and night is day. So how were you to know? He shouldn't have been in his pajamas during the daytime,
Exactly. Yeah.
Oh, easy mistake, that one. And also, it doesn't really matter.
But that's the end of the day. Is he traumatized? Is he harmed? I don't think so.
No, unless he turns up to his 18th birthday party wearing a full-on baby grow, because that's what he's now comfortable in. Unless that happens, Lydia, you got away with it.
I got away with it. Fingers crossed.
Yeah.
Well, listen, Jen, we are rapidly running out of time. I mean, we're so pleased you've joined the team, the Parents Show team. It's been great chatting to you.
I'm so excited. I think this is going to be tons of fun. And you know, let's just chat to really interesting people in our community who are going through very similar things with each other. But sometimes we forget to check in, or we don't know the person down the road is wanting to know the answer to exactly the same thing as us. So maybe, you know, we can help join that bridge. And if people listen to this, we can bring people together on it whilst also laughing. Because guess what? Parenting is funny.
Yeah, it is. It is. How to make an idiot of yourself on a regular basis. And it never stops, by the way, Jen. Don't think right. when you're out of toddlerdom that you're done. It's still happening with a 15 and 13 year old. But listen, so just fabulous to talk to you. And listeners, please send us your messages, anything you want to chat about. If you've got any embarrassing questions for Jen, fire them in. Happy to put them to her. Be a pleasure.
Yeah, I'm ready.
So we're going to take a little break on the Parents Show on Mix 92.6. We'll be back with more chat in just a few minutes, so stay tuned.
The Parents Show on Mix 92.6, sponsored by Raiden Solicitors, award-winning specialist family lawyers. See raidensolicitors.co.uk.
Thanks for staying with us on the Parents Show on Mix 92.6. I'm Lydia El-Khoury.
And I'm Jen Coburn. We are so pleased tonight to be joined by a legend of Harpenden. When it comes to children entertainment, his name is big. It's out there. It's Rich from Funny Bones. Hi, Rich.
Hello. How are you? Are you okay?
I'm well. Thank you so much for joining us. I am a mum who has taken my son to some of your classes over the years, and I couldn't wait to get you on the show so that other people in Harpenden and around could maybe hear a bit about what you do as the creator of Funny Bones. So can you tell us, what is Funny Bones?
So Funny Bones is a preschool music class that's very interactive. There's dancing, singing, acting, and a silly man wearing high heels and trying to make you laugh.
And for clarity, that'll be you.
I think so. Yes, it is me. No, I'm joking. It's me. It's Rich Funny Bones, the genius in his own right and words. It's all about having fun, which is why it's called Funny Bones.
It does what it says on the tin, basically.
You hope so, because otherwise it's quite an arrogant claim, isn't it? If it's averagely funny bones, it just wouldn't work.
And how did it come about? Like, how long have you been doing it? Where did all this come from?
Well, I'd like to claim that it was all my idea. It was a unique idea, but obviously there are lots of other groups. I studied as an actor and I've always played in bands. So, well, if I'm really thinking about it, I've been a show off since the age of five, and I always wanted to be the main event. Life took me in a different direction. I ended up working in finance and that sort of business for a while I was in my bands. And then I just heard about this opportunity to be in another group. The title, I think, the role was basically play the guitar, make people laugh and flirt with mums. And I thought, that's the job for me. So that was where it first started, in a group called TikTok, which is a really popular group around North London, and it was in Harpenden. They closed in Harpenden, and so I thought, oi, that sounds like the thing for me. So Funny Bones was born.
And how long ago was that?
Oh my goodness, 14 years ago in September.
Wow.
When I was in the prime of life. I mean, you can't see me on the radio, but I looked incredible. Now I look less like that.
I'd love to know, Rich, tell us, like, what's the goal of Funny Bones? What are you trying to bring to parents and kids? What's the mission?
I mean, it sounds repetitive, but to enjoy themselves, have fun, let go of anything that you're worried about. I'm a parent, and I wasn't at the start. I've become a parent in between this 14 years, and I wanted it to be somewhere where your children are learning through music and a silly guy dancing and wearing heels and make himself look a fool, really. But At the same time, you're learning the social skills that you need in life. You're learning how to count. You're learning about where to find things. You're sharing everything you want your child to be good at, but at the same time, smiling. And also, on the flip side, I wanted parents to come along and not feel silly, letting go, having a dance with their child, laughing at themselves. I wanted dads to be able to come along and not feel awkward, because it is a very female-driven group, apart from me. So I wanted dads to feel relaxed and think, oh, this guy's actually, he's all right. That was it, really. That was the mission.
Well, as someone who has been to your classes, I can tell you, you really are like achieving that mission, because the mums, we all go and we have a laugh. It's not one of these groups you're like, oh, no, I'm going to have to just sit here on the sideline, pretend I'm enjoying the backflips or whatever is going on. We're up, we're dancing, we're singing. Look, you provide snacks, don't you, Rich? That's a, you know.
I mean, a lot of the kids come in, get their stamp. I give them a stamp when they come in, so they feel like they're in a club, because obviously.
That's brilliant.
So that was also another thing. I wanted it to feel like you're coming into something cool. And then they aim straight for the biscuits. I'm like, no, I haven't done my show yet. But apparently that's kind of feedback. Get on with it. I'm not really fussed about your average entertainment. I want a biscuit or a piece of polystyrene either.
So you, every week you do a different theme and you come up with your own kind of twists on classic nursery songs, or it's kind of like a comedy set is what I kind of feel like it is when I come to one of your groups. What would you say is your biggest crowd pleaser, Rich, when it comes to, you know, bringing the house down with a room of toddlers and very overtired parents?
This is where I think I forget about the toddlers sometimes, and I think, oh, these people are actually laughing at me. I mean, it's quite a rare event in my own family. I'm not known as the funny guy, which annoys me a little bit because they don't really realise. But I think the crowd pleasers usually are pushed on by the parents. And so what I do is I mix classic 90s tunes or rap songs with nursery rhymes, for example, Humpty Dumpty and Jump Around by the House of Pain. That's a classic.
Brilliant.
Or 99 Problems But Rich Ain't One. That's another tune with Miss Polly Had a Dolly. So it's just, I don't know, it's just trying to reinvent classic nursery rhymes but make them fun, and hopefully everyone will join in, basically.
And kids are a tough crowd, right, Rich? I mean, they don't spare your feelings. How does that pan out? How does that work?
Well, so thinking about the group, it's kind of very panto. And I've never been in a panto as an actor, but that's how I would imagine it. I quite like the banter from everyone. I like I like parents chipping in with something funny, or, you know, I've had kids come up to me in the middle of a session and say to me, this is really boring. I'm like, okay, that's fine. Could we chat about it later? And I'll get your feedback form. You can pass it on to your parent. That's part of it to me. I'm not offended. You can't be easily offended by that sort of stuff. I think I'm sure there are people that in groups like this that find that quite hard, but they're children. They're trying to express themselves. That's the greatest thing about it, isn't it? Not everyone will like everything exactly the same. You want them to have their individual personality stamp all over it. You have kids that quietly just watch the whole session with no smile, but then I find out they've gone home and they've reenacted the whole thing. Their mum or dad have had to play Rich. The dads are like, who is Rich? Why do I have to wear your mum's heels? And then you get kids that are leading the group from one. They're the boss. You follow me, you see my dance. And I love that. That's just great. But that's real life, isn't it? You have people that are show-offs and people that are introverts.
And I suppose, like comedy and music, They are levelers like that, that it just can bring everybody in the room, however much they want to get involved or just absorb it. The kids really can take from it what they want. There's no, you know, pressure to get involved, but they really can get involved as much as they want. And you touched on something there, Rich, earlier that was about you are a guy doing this job, but there are not many guys. I don't know, in Harpenden is all that I know, but I don't know, Lydia, you're the guru in St. Albans, and the listeners know in Hertfordshire, it is a very female skewed industry, the kind of children entertainment business. Is that right? Am I right?
Yeah, I think that I'd say for Harpenden as well, the only kind of male entertainer that comes to mind is Mr. Marvel. But apart from that, yeah, all women. And that was what came into my head too, Jen. I was thinking, God, isn't it great to model that kind of resilience, that they can just throw anything at you, Rich, and that you're able for it and you're bouncing back and laughing it off. Like, because we're all too serious, aren't we? Like, in 100%. Everyday life, we're just, and I'd love to be reminded, and talking to you two about, you know, about Funny Bones reminds me how I just don't laugh enough. Where I had a comedy night, a PTA comedy night with my kids' school a couple of weeks ago. I had cheekache the next day.
Brilliant.
And still, you know, like where I just thought, I haven't laughed. It was just like non-stop tears rolling down. And it's such a tonic. It's so good for our well-being, like to 100%. Just laugh our socks off. I love the idea that there's a class for kids that instills that. It's genius.
Well, I mean, I'll take being a genius all day long.
Again,
these compliments are wonderful. So how did the interview go, Rich? Yeah, I'm a genius.
Yeah.
Brilliant.
Official. What a blow.
Yeah, you're right. It's the best tonic in the world, isn't laughter? And what's quite sad is the fact that when we had COVID, people reassessed everything in their lives and they thought, okay, it's time to do more than just this. It's quite saddening that people have fallen back into their lives again. Mm-hmm. I hope that these kind of classes do give people that break. And I'm not just talking about Funny Bones. I'm talking about all the varieties of wonderful classes that are in Harpenden and St. Albans. People around this area are very lucky, very, very lucky.
Well, the Mum's Guide in Harpenden recognised you the other year. They named you, am I right, was it Legend of Legends or was it Champion of Chance? I mean, your head is getting so big it's now off the screen, yeah. Rich. But
yeah, they didn't say genius. Why didn't they say genius?
Yeah. I mean, you've done that. I just had to wait a couple of years. It was inevitable, obviously. No, I named myself Legend of Legends because... I refer to many of my amazing customers over the years as legends. So the customers named me that. I was Champion of Champions. And it was just a ridiculously amazing honor because, as I said, I've spent my life, I looked back, I was talking to my parents the other day, and I've spent most of my life just trying to make people laugh. Yeah. And now I'm running a company, making people laugh. At school, I made people laugh. It's quite bizarre to end up doing something that you think you're good at and you hope you're good at and being recognized for that. But the guy, I think, I can't remember the other guy's name. This is useless. There is another guy in Harpenden who runs a theatre group. I think it's called Hearst.
Oh, yes, that's right.
I can't remember his name. Begins with a J, I think. And I apologize for having this blank. But he also shared that award, as far as I'm aware. And so two guys in one town in an industry that's not very driven by guys, it's pretty cool, I think, to have that shared. So, yeah. So I'm half a legend.
Half a legend.
I'm just a leg or an end. I don't know whichever bit we want.
I'd love to know, Rich, have you had any funny incidents with kids where things just didn't go to plan and everybody just ended up in hysterics? Or does it generally go to plan? Have you seen it all at this stage? You know the reactions you're going to get.
Yeah. I think now I'm like a veteran, aren't I, really, in this business.
14
but,
years.
I mean, yeah. There's been nudity and you're like, okay, this isn't great. Or just some kid punching me for no apparent reason. But really, no. I mean, there's a routine to the classes. People that join panic because they think, oh, I don't know, you know, my kid's not joining in the correct manner. And I said, no. This isn't the point. The point is, as I said earlier, you let your child be their personality. They will fit into the group. But because there's a kind of repetitive routine, even though the themes change every week, they know what to do. Apart from the kids that just want to stamp in a biscuit and then go home because they're already bored when they see my face. I mean, they do give me the reaction my wife gives me in the morning a lot of the time when they see my face, which isn't always happy. No, I'm joking. I don't know. There's nothing that really sticks out as being completely bonkers.
I suppose unlike other comedy clubs, your clientele sometimes aren't toilet trained, so that's a risky line you're treading at some points, isn't it?
There's a different type of smell every now and then, but I mean, again, they're children, aren't they? You know, like, how can you be offended by that?
Yeah.
I was very keen. I didn't want it to be a sit down class. I didn't want people to think we can't move. I wanted it to be almost the opposite. There are children that just wander off and are looking at the room, completely nothing to do with what's going on, but it doesn't matter. They're just expressing themselves, aren't they? And they're curious what's going on. There's a cupboard next to me. I mean, half the time, the kids spend most of the time trying to pick the lock. It's not going to happen. Be Narnia over the other side. And I am quite curious about what's going on in there, but maybe they've discovered something. I don't know. Maybe it's gold. Who knows?
It's a tough crowd when you're upstaged by the lock, but there you go, you know.
There you go. It's a very tough crowd.
And so then, you know, do you have bigger ideas or dreams for Funny Bones? Like, what would be your dream scenario if you had a genie and a lamp, Rich, for Funny Bones?
Ooh. So the thing I've been thinking about for quite some time is franchising Funny Bones. That's something that needs, it's a big step because I'm not getting any younger. I would love to be doing this forever, but it might be in the future one day where I train people up to run Funny Bones and just keep the brand going and going. Because as I've said, it's the greatest job. It's a job that I don't wake up thinking I don't want to do it. It's a job I feel like I want to do it every day. And so if you have that performance background, then it's a great job. And I think that's why lots of mums are involved in this industry, because they maybe have had children and they are being mum and trying to fit in a job around. So if you have that skill, what a great job already. You're able to be mum, but you're ready to do this job as well that you're good at or whatever. The other thing I want to possibly do is start a YouTube channel.
Brilliant.
With Funny Bone sets, with all sorts of business going around. So if anyone knows of anyone who knows anyone in TV that wants a really funny man with a half great face, half twisted face, he looks like he's walked out of a bush, then give me a shout.
Yeah.
Because I think that's the next step. World domination, maybe.
I think world domination is not far off, Rich. I mean, Funny Bones is definitely,
my face on billboards all over London. It would be wonderful, wouldn't it? Freddie Lundberg and Rich Funny Bones on a bus.
Can see it now.
Yeah.
Two gorgeous ideas. And you're talking to the right audience, Rich. You know, we've got parents and carers all over Hertfordshire, people who are kind of dedicated. So tell them how they can get in touch with you if they do either are interested in the franchise or getting your YouTube channel up and running. How do they get in touch with you?
So they can email me at funnybonesmusic@hotmail.com. They can visit my website, www.funnybonesmusic.com, or come to a session, have a look and see what's going on. They run from Monday to Friday, every day, 9:30 and 10:30. I've just started Baby Bones, which is quite out of my comfort. Today I did a session and the baby, they just stared through like they knew something about me in my past. It was right through me. There was no smiling. It was just, yeah, something yeah, quite terrifying. Stairs. So,
Rich,
yeah,
come to do you have to have a kid to come to a session? Because it sounds like great crack. I'm just wondering, can people just wander in without a child too?
You would be known as the town weirdo if you did come in. I mean, I'm already part of that clan. No, yes, fortunately, you do have to bring a child. You might be able to buy one. I'm not sure if they're selling any in Harpenden at the moment. But yes, please bring a child. Don't turn up on your own.
Please, Lydia, bring a child.
Please bring a child.
But do you know what I love about it? I love the way you've kind of totally clocked the importance of introverted kids too, because I do think a lot of parents of children who are introverted or parents who are introverted steer away from these kind of classes because you're afraid you're going to be put on the spot, or you just think, oh, that's not my kid's bag. But obviously we all know introverted people love to have great fun and a laugh, and so they just don't necessarily want to be the center of attention, you know, which is two completely different things. So I love that you've got your eye on that, and that, you know, introverts welcome, no pressure involved.
I mean, I should put that as the tagline, introverts welcome. That would be amazing. And adults with no children are not welcome.
Yes, that's it.
Okay, I'm getting the message here.
I mean, you could come up and do we could do a double act. That'd be great. That'd be fun if you're up for that, Lydia.
I'll bring my 15-year-old son. He did monkey music back in the day. Yeah. He was one of those kids that I'm sure all the other parents really dreaded coming, because as soon as we'd get in, everybody'd sit down, they'd put their kid on their lap, and no, he'd start doing laps, and he ran.
This is the point. So that's the kind of guy that I don't want to alienate. I want him to wander and not. And I hope, Jen would know more than me, but I hope that most parents, grandparents, when they're there, they do not feel like I'm looking at them thinking, come on, it's not like that. It's not like that. I mean, there are bits where they have to sit down just so I can do some, explain what's going on or whatever, but they sort of know within a month it's done. So he's still welcome. I mean, again, you could bring him in. It would be a bit weird. How old's your child? 15?
Yeah. 15, 6'4".
He's 6'4". He's a huge baby. Okay.
Don't
judge me.
He might still do the laps. Yeah. I'll have a chat with him. He might do the laps for you, actually.
I mean, he's welcome to come and watch.
as long as he's potty trained.
Yeah. And he doesn't need definitely a polystyrene straight trained away. Yeah, please. That would be bad. That would be bad.
No, I can vouch. It's very inclusive. Yeah, it is very inclusive. Kids run around. My son runs around. Or other weeks, he just sits and watches and then comes back and sings the songs endlessly all day. Yeah. And
well, I was going to say, with the endless singing, if you fancy listening to Funny Bones for the rest of your life, it's on Spotify and Apple Music. So, I mean, I've been caught driving through Harpenden when my kids were quite small, where they wanted to hear it, and we got stuck in traffic it was the middle of summer, and I must have seen about 20 parents I knew, and they must have been thinking, what an egotistical egg to listen to his own children's music. But it wasn't me, I promise. If any of those parents left because I thought I was Mr. Ego, I wasn't.
The kids were the DJs.
Yeah, they wanted it. They wanted it. I don't know why. There you go.
Well, it was absolutely brilliant chatting with you today, Rich. Thank you so much for joining us on The Parents Show. I'm sure many of our listeners, you know, will have heard of you. But for those who haven't, you know, it'd be lovely if any of you wanted to join Rich in the future. And obviously, there's lots of other groups as well they can attend. But it's all about knowing options out there, isn't it? When you're a mum, you just want to know what options there, and dads and grandparents, so that they can all do something fun with these little kids while we've got them before they start big bad school. So, So thank you for joining us. We really appreciate it.
It was more than a pleasure. You two are fantastic company. So thank you. I've had a great time.
Thanks, Rich.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye.
Cheers.
The Parents Show on Mix 92.6. Sponsored by Raiden Solicitors. Award-winning specialist family lawyers. See raidensolicitors.co.uk.